Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Finally today, a quick postscript. A few weeks ago, we spoke with Nicholas Dodman, a veterinarian at Tufts Cummings School of Veterinary Medicine and the editor of Good Old Dog, expert advice for keeping your dog, your aging dog, healthy, happy, and comfortable.
What's happening is that the pet population is mirroring the human population in the sense that it's kind of getting tilted towards the elderly end, what with better nutrition, better veterinary care, people being a bit smarter about pet ownership. There are many more older pets these days.
So we got a lot of callers who we couldn't get on the air who had questions for Dr. Dodman. Well, he's taken some of those questions and answered them at radioboston.org. And just to give you a little flavor, here's one. Robin O'Neill asked, we have a 14-year-old Sheltie American Eskimo who at 35 pounds has arthritis and is managing very well. But Robin wants to know, can she decline further rabies vaccinations on behalf of the dog if a vet signs off because of issues potentially with the arthritis? Dr. Dodman says, rabies is a killed virus. The law is that you have to vaccinate your dog against rabies every 3 years, so you better do it. There's also other questions and answers that Dr. Dodman has given, again, at radioboston.org.
Hello, tips and toes. Broke a needle and she can't sew. Walking a dog. Guess a walking bird dog.
Well, tomorrow on the show,
our love letter segment explores breaking up
with friends.
Why is it so hard for some to sever ties?
And for others, so easy.
Unfriending online and in person.
On Radio Boston tomorrow.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.